It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Monday night, Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson held a sometimes noisy town hall meeting in Kennesaw, and he opened with a condemnation of white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan following the deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia this past weekend. But there were more audience questions about health care than anything else. And that's where I began our conversation. We should note it took place just before President Trump's exchange with reporters, in which he again blamed both sides for the Charlottesville violence. Senator, welcome back.
Glad to be back, Dennis. Good to be with you.
At Monday's town hall, health care questions came up more than anything else, and Governor Deal says for Georgia, he thinks the Senate's going to return to the repeal and replace idea after the so-called skinny repeal failed last month. But is it time now to forget about repeal this year and just work on changes to improve the existing law so that Georgia might be able to do some waivers?
Well, it's time to do everything that we can do, Dennis. This is going to be the art of the doable and the possible. We obviously had a difficult time in this session, didn't get anything out of the Senate, therefore we don't have a conference committee. Therefore, some of the things that need to be dealt with aren't being dealt with, and that's causing us all a lot of problems. But with that said, we've got 4 months left in the year. We've got a lot of things we need to do to be sure that we make the Affordable Care Act, as it is in law, work as well as it can for the American people. And I intend to do everything I can to try and make that happen.
So are you saying forget about repeal for this year?
No, I the problem with radio hosts and politicians, they're both equally guilty. If they talk in one-word soundbites and use the word repeal generically, and you're not going to repeal health care. There are a lot of portions of the Obamacare law that are statutory that need to be repealed because they aren't working. Well, obviously, taking the DSH payments away from hospitals like Grady under the premise that with everybody having insurance, they wouldn't need to have a government subsidy, goes away because we still have people in poverty, we still have a level one trauma center, and we got to get that restored. So one thing or another, that's the things we need to make sure happen to get it working better for the people of Georgia.
What kinds of things do you have in mind, not only when it comes to payments for hospitals, which certainly affects rural Georgia and hospitals like Grady, but also Medicaid and Medicaid waivers or expansion for uninsured Georgians?
Medicaid is a huge subject. Medicaid is a joint venture between the states and the federal government. The states run it. The federal government's fund 2/3 of it. The states 1/3 of it. The feds audit the states to make sure they're running it in a proper way. Over the years, we have brought a lot of people under Medicaid coverage who are not just people who are in poverty, like dual eligibles, those folks on dialysis and things of that nature. People with disabilities or with assisted technology that help those with developmental disabilities. We've got to make sure that we keep people at work, that we keep programs people depend on in place. But we also curb the growth in programs that are growing beyond our needs to pay for them or our needs to fund them. But that doesn't mean people go without health care. It means we answer the hard questions in government and provide the services that people need.
Shifting to the aftermath of the Charlottesville violence, you specifically condemned racists and the Ku Klux Klan, but some other Georgia Republicans at least initially denounced violence without naming white supremacists. So are you worried that the Republican Party, while it might not be co-opted by white supremacists, is at least in a place where some of its leaders might be politically afraid to confront and name them?
Well, I don't think that's the case, first of all. Second of all, I think a lot of the press is making more of that particular vein of the subject than they should. That being said, everybody, as I said, the specificity of the denouncement of the Klan and white supremacists and Nazis should be without equivocation. There's no room for that in our country, and there's no room for politicians to allow it to exist.
You spent many years in the state legislature on that subject. Should the General Assembly take another look at the law it passed banning the removal of Confederate memorials or monuments?
Well, that has nothing to do with it. That's a new subject. Are you merging those two subjects together?
Well, the calls for one have been in reaction to the other, certainly.
Yeah, well, I think the monuments question is a question left to the government that controls the land where the monument is. If McDonough, Georgia, wants to remove a monument, that's fine. If the state of Georgia does not, that's fine. You know, there's an old story that's a true story. Back when Richard Russell passed away, there was a movement to take his name off the Senate office building because he voted against the Civil Rights Act. Zell Miller was asked if he supported that, and he said, I'll support that right after you take Washington's name off the monument. The tongue-in-cheek point was that the totality of a person's history and contribution to the country has to be merited when you determine whether or not they were good for the country or not. So you got to do these on an individual basis. You got to do it based on the feelings of the community, and that's the way I think it should be done.
Got just a couple of seconds for this, but I wanted to get to the Veterans Administration. President Trump just signed your bill to continue funding for the Veterans Choice Program in the VA medical system. But that came after Secretary David Shulkin reported there are funding shortfalls for the program. So is the problem with the VA, which has plenty of problems of its own, or is Congress not doing enough despite all the talk of honoring our veterans?
The problem, and David Shulkin's heard me say that, I've said this to his face, that David Shulkin is doing a great job, and I'm enjoying working with him. But the Veterans Administration has seven different buckets from which they draw the funds to pay for the health care benefits of veterans, care and community buckets, regular eligibility buckets, things of that nature. So when they start running low in one bucket, they'll say, we're going to run out of funds. Well, that's a tongue-in-cheek emergency call to the Congress to say, give us more money. But in fact, what we do is move money they've already got from one bucket to another. So the VA has gotten more of an increase in funding in the last 9 years than any agency of the federal government, bar none. They're doing fine. The choice program is working. We saw almost 40% of the appointments last year were kept by the private sector with veterans. They're getting their health care on a more timely basis. The accountability law is working. The Veterans Appeal law is working. We're all hitting on all cylinders right now, and I'm really proud of what we're doing.
Senator Johnny Isaacson. Senator, unfortunately, our time is up. We really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great day, Dennis.